Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Score update, Nebraska, what is it, 8-1 now, 7-1 now, 8-1? Wow, bottom of the fifth. Just a butt kicking. You know, I mean, it's if there's something to playing your best at the end of the year, that's kind of been like the thing that has always eluded Erstad's group, right? Like, I feel like they always kind of were limping into, whether it's the conference tournament or even the NCAA tournament. Feels like they're probably playing their best baseball of the year. By the way, I wanted to get this in. Do you see, how about now that it's official with some different things, some very prominent local people finding some new destinations. First of all, Brady Hyman officially heading to South Dakota. And I told you guys, I think Hyman in the right, like, I think that's probably more his level, to be honest with you. And I don't mean that negative. I mean, shoot, I was probably more a Valley player and a Big 12 player. It's fine, you know? Like, that's how it goes. I think he'll be a good player at that level. But so Brady Hyman officially going to South Dakota. And how about Michael Lewis? Michael Lewis, assistant coach for Tim Miles, heading to UCLA. Pretty good little spot for him. Joining Mick Cronin's staff. So pretty good. You know, how about all the – so Armand Gates stays on with Hoiberg in Nebraska. Lewis goes to UCLA. And then this was a couple weeks ago, but Coach Molinari is heading to Oklahoma to join Lon Kruger. So, you know, in terms of a staff, like, hitting the open market and seeing kind of where they end up, that's not bad. No, you know, that's not bad at all right there. It really isn't. It really, really isn't. But boy, it has been all Nebraska here with 8-1, bases loaded, two outs. I mean, they are just...
But Nick, there's a lot of baseball left.
George, you know, just when we're trying to sell that this thing is over, all right? We're trying to sell that this
thing
is done.
Bottom of the fifth.
Yeah, a lot of baseball left.
3 hours left.
Oh, yeah. This game started almost 2.5 hours ago, and it's the bottom of the fifth. How many games are supposed to get played today, in theory?
Two more?
Oh, Lord have mercy. My idea, I threw at George, sudden death baseball. Bro, how intense would that be? To score, John, sudden death baseball, you on board with that?
Oh, yeah, this sounds great. I mean, that's the NFL way to do it, right?
That's right. I'm talking like straight up, like game starts, first team to score. We're not. This isn't after nine innings. I'm talking. Here we are.
You
here
know
we
what?
Go.
You know what?
We'll play ten games in a day.
I don't want
College World Series will take 2.5.
I don't want to commit. I don't want to commit to changing the sport wholesale. You got to experiment. So I think at the College World Series, we should just experiment with this. See how we like it.
You know how the NIT is like experimental grounds for recruiting or for rules.
College the World CWS. Series special. Yes, okay, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, timeout. It's not the crossover yet, so I shouldn't have brought you in.
Sorry.
Okay. You take a step back from the mic. We'll take a break. We'll officially begin the crossover with more about how I have great ideas to fix baseball.
By the way, runners on the quarters.
I'm using that phrase.
Runners, have you ever heard that?
I wrote it down when I was driving.
Hey,
it was very
you're
good.
Welcome. Right?